Welcome to Level With Us, the bonusode. We're releasing some unheard content from previous interviews to explore a topic more in depth, look at it through a new lens, or a different perspective. These shorter sodes will also give us the opportunity to answer any questions from listeners. So if you want to know more about a topic, or you just want us to look at a housing-related issue that we haven't yet covered, go to the Level With Us page on our website, homeportohio.org, and fill out the form. All right, let's get into it. Listeners, I had such a great conversation with Lark Mallory that I'm giving you another episode of her. I introduced her in our last episode, so if you skipped or missed that one, please turn around and go back and listen to our Building for an Equitable Future episode so you can get the full picture of Lark and her work and her brain. She shares so much. For this bonusode, we talk all about her new venture, Mallory Economic Development Advisors, LLC, how it feels to be Homeport's 2024 Voice and Vision nominee, and just learn more about the woman behind the work.
I mentioned that AHT is basically a nonprofit bank. What I learned, even with our Emerging Developers Accelerator program, is that people still need technical assistance. They need advice. We also know that because of redlining, there are a lot of churches in areas that are now closer to downtown with land. So they have land, but they don't necessarily have development experience or even advice. How do you evaluate a project from a potential project with a developer? How do you know if it's a good one or not? Mm-hmm. So with this new advisory company, I want to be that person. I want to help you decide what is the best use of your own land, or how do you go into a joint venture with a larger developer or a smaller developer. How do you submit for an RFP to potentially be someone's developer? So I really want to get more into what we would call technical assistance as a CDFI, but really it's just advising and consulting, helping people move forward. And you know, we've talked about the interplay between housing, healthcare, crime, transportation, climate. I want to be the person to help you evaluate your project based on all of those different things.
That's great.
So I'm excited.
It feels like that's really naturally furthering your goal for equity too.
Yes.
The folks who may not have that information or may have been locked out of those conversations.
And
you're
now
helping them.
There's someone at the table,
yeah,
who can come back and say, let's help you here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
So I'm excited about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But first I want to go whale watching.
Whale watching?
Yes.
You got a vacation plan?
You know, I'm literally planning a trip now for August.
Yes, she said August, and no, you did not time travel. I just record these episodes somewhat in advance. So Lark, I hope you had a great time on your whale watching trip.
Since, you know, I have some free time, I can kind of control my own schedule a little bit more. I'd love to go whale watching.
That's awesome. Where do you go?
You know, I can go to somewhere in Alaska or even New England.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I've been seeing those videos of, like, the whales.
Exactly.
Jumping around.
So I want to go see that in person.
That's awesome.
With my laptop in hand and consulting from, I don't know, Vermont
or
something.
Working on vacation.
Right. I'll consult with you while I'm in Vermont.
Are you a bit of a workaholic?
You know what? I love what I do.
Yeah.
I really do love it. I'm super proud of what I've been able to do and the lives I've been able to affect. So, yeah, that kind of drives me.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I completely clock out on vacation.
I do some of that.
Yeah. I'm going to Savannah next week.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Are you going there for a family trip or?
Yeah, it's just me and my parents going.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, I just came back from, I know, this is insane, but who goes to Vegas in July? But I just came back from a cousin's trip to Vegas. We normally get together in our hometown every July. At my grandmother's old house, which is where one of my uncles now lives, But this year we said we're all going to Vegas because someone's child had to do something. Don't go to Vegas in July. That's insane.
Is it?
It is. But there were about 15 of us, so it was still a good time.
Yeah.
Good family time.
I really like Vegas. I know that there's like, it's kind of polarizing place because it's so much, but
yeah.
The shows and the food and
the
people watching.
Yeah. I'm not much of a gambler. I think I lost like $40 and I was like, yeah, that's enough for me. But
yeah.
They have some great shopping. The food, one of my favorite dishes is a 20 vegetable fried rice. Every time I go to Vegas, I have to have that.
Oh. From a specific place?
Yeah, by the Cosmopolitan.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And then I hung out with my cousins. So
that's great. How long were you there?
I was there for almost a week. Like, I left on a Wednesday early morning, like maybe at 6 or 7 a.m., and then my flight landed at 1 a.m. Tuesday morning. So I was there for basically a week.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's cool. I want to talk about voice and vision.
Okay.
You ever been?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on the event?
I can't believe they picked me.
What? Of course. It was a natural choice.
Oh my, and so one, I can't believe they picked me, and I am going to be in that group of people who have been honored. I am excited that it's year 10.
Yeah.
So I get to be the honoree at the 10th anniversary. I'm excited that it's Leah. I love, love, love Leah. I consider her a dear friend, a confidant, an ally in this work. I'm excited.
And then our theme is very in line with the work that you've done, Building for an Equitable Future.
Yes.
You know, we've talked a lot about what that means to you, but if you could summarize.
Yes. Very simply, it means bringing everyone along to take part in the prosperity of our community.
Mm-hmm.
Not just as end users, but also as those contributing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Prosperity, everyone should have a part, or at least a chance to take part in that.
Yeah. Everybody is helping build the economy. They should also benefit.
Reap some of the benefits of
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm with you there. Well, are there any final thoughts or anything?
No, thank you for including me. I've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to seeing it.
We're so excited to have Lark as our honoree, and if you're around, listener, we hope to see you at our Voice and Vision celebration on October 16th. Register at homeportohio.org. Link in the show notes. Catch you next time.
Level With Us is brought to you by Homeport and is recorded, mixed, and edited by Lauren Sega. All sources are in the show notes. Homeport creates strong communities by developing quality, affordable homes on a cornerstone of dignity, security, and opportunity. To learn more, or if you'd like to support our mission, visit us at homeportohio.org.